listening? It is I, Numator 479. According to our studies of your puny mammalian race, we discovered you like very good coffee. And while it is our evolutionary purpose to cause you psychic torment, we want you awake and vivacious to give it. So try our new blend from Springhill Jack Coffee, Reptilian in the Morning. Our proprietary blend of lightly roasted cacao husks will have you immediately energized upon emerging from the pain cloaca with all your slippery new eggs. Thanks, honey. Hot, I'm cold-blooded. Thanks to Springhill Jack and Last Podcast on the Left, I'm ready to get out there and eat some babies. Get out of the way, Hillary Clinton.
There's no place to escape to.
This is the Last Podcast
on the Left.
Side stories?
Yeah, you love your blade.
That's when the cannibalism started.
Side stories. Yeah. Wow. Thanksgiving around the corner.
That's right. That's right, Henry. Is this how we're starting?
Wow.
Wow.
Wow. It's just the year, huh?
Is this NPR, you fucking piece of shit?
Wow. You know, they say,
I want to listen to Car Talk. I'd watch a goddamn Pixar movie.
And I'm just like, what is whole, this year just flew by, huh? Yeah, well, you just turn around Thanksgiving.
Leaves are falling.
Not here.
Turkeys are dying.
God, man, I hope they do.
I call it Spanksgiving. You slap a turkey.
Oh, I thought you were talking about with your fucking wife.
No.
You doing that?
I mean, with Spanker?
You guys spanking each other?
It's a little too personal.
What are you talking about?
It's a little too, I think that...
This is the opening of the show.
I know it's the opening of the show.
That's when you get the personal stuff in, because that's when people are listening.
I know. Well, that's when she's listening. Yeah, she's going to... at the end of the hour, we'll talk about it, whether she gets spanked or not.
Spanksgiving's coming back. Welcome to Side Stories. I'm your host, Henry Zabrowski. I'm sitting here with Ed Larson for a special Thanksgiving episode.
Ham.
Wrong noise, though. Ham. Wrong meat.
You can eat ham.
That's great.
Bang, bang.
Yeah.
Goes the turkey.
See, I've wanted with
fucking
a scimitar.
Brains.
I want
falling
a scimitar
across the back of the oven.
Going through a fucking field of turkeys. Their blood spraying
back and
forth.
Oh, like a sickle?
Forth. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be fucking cool, man.
Scimitars are a good sword.
Scimitar? I don't know what a scimitar is.
I'll show you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Oh, no. Oh, my God. What a horrible question.
Oh, you want to see what a scimitar is? Right? Is that how you pronounce it? I think it's pronounced a scimitar. This guy.
Oh, those
scimitar?
Guys. Scimitar? Oh, it's very.
Wait, let me see what it pronounced.
It's very Aladdin. Scimitar. Oh, okay.
Yeah, it is a scimitar. Yeah, sure. I knew that.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever, man. I'm not Aladdin.
I'd rather a sickle.
Well, a sickle, you get more in one go. What I like with a scimitar is that you can kill a turkey while you're looking in its eyes.
Yeah.
Because that's my thing, is get into it. You know who's having a bad Thanksgiving?
Who?
We're going to have a great Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
You know who's having a bad one?
Who's having a bad one?
Dennis Rader.
Oh, Dennis Rader?
Yeah, the BTK.
Oh,
BTK
no.
Himself. Bind, torture, kill.
I mean, that's what we do to turkeys.
Yeah,
you tie the rope around him, you tie the legs up, you keep moist on the inside.
Yeah, and just like their namesake, I then come all over their feet.
Mm.
Nothing I like better. But BTK, we have a new little mugshot of him coming up, and I tell you what.
He's a bastard.
You know what he... Look at him.
Oh, he doesn't look... He looks cute now, in a weird way.
You say that.
I know. It's because I didn't listen to the episode or study him at all.
I don't think he looks cute. I do think that he could have used some... Do they not get your Propecia on there?
Propecia? I think they draw the line at Rogaine.
Do you not think the prison should allow fillers and
Botox?
But
he was bald when he was killing people, right?
Yeah, but now he's got the old man thing, which I'm starting to get too. We get the flyaways.
Mm-hmm.
We go like, because this picture of him is not flattering.
Yeah, he kind of looks like Nick Nolte, but like worse.
But Nick Nolte was working. He is not doing anything. I don't know what Dennis Rader's health plan is. I don't know. Honestly, he's looking like he's not getting enough sleep.
How did he get caught again?
His own hubris. What he did was he sent in a floppy disk to the police, essentially baiting them, saying there's no way you can trace this. And guess what? They could. Very much so. He did not understand. didn't understand. It was actually very easy to find out where he, what Lutheran church he had saved these files to and mm-hmm. what he had used it on. And then they went right to him and they got him. And then because he was in the process of planning several new murders because he had taken about, I want to say it was like a 10 year, I might be wrong on that now, but he was taking about a 10 year gap.
Okay.
Between, because he had stopped for a long time. And then some other guy came up and said, I'm the BTK killer. And he's like, no, you couldn't possibly be because I am. And then the fucker got himself caught. And look at his dumb ass now.
He looks like he just got removed from a ShopRite.
He would have. Because again, he's got the eyebrow thing where they're super evil because it's just the first little chunk.
Yeah. Yeah. No, his eyebrows turn into horns, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no. He looks like shit and hopefully he's dead soon.
I can't believe why didn't we kill him?
Because
it's not legal to kill them there.
It might have been. I believe Kansas, they don't have the death penalty. I'll look that up.
God, because life is worse there.
Look at it. We want you to stay alive in Kansas. Yeah, July 1st, 1994, Kansas statute established death penalty by lethal injection as a sentencing option for offenders. Oh, wait. I guess they brought it back?
Kill him.
I wonder why.
I am not like.
You know what? I might be wrong. It's been a long time since we did the episodes, and I don't know if we really covered the trial part. I bet you he took a. He like, because mm-hmm. he basically said he was guilty.
Yeah.
So I believe when you say that you're guilty, if you're not convicted, like if you go ahead and like give in, I think that they take death penalty off the table.
Oh, because you saved everyone time. And so yes. They're like, oh, you know,
saved the state money.
Yeah. We won't kill you.
Yes.
Fucking bullshit.
Honestly, as we know from my grandmother, the more evil you are, the longer you live.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Trump for another fucking 20 years. We're going to have all these
His
fucking
nice
shitheads.
His nice sister just died.
I mean, honestly, I don't care if they're nice. At least it's one gone.
Yeah.
More of them gone. You know what I mean? I can't wait. Each one of them is fucking someone coming.
Yeah.
You know, but no one has the guts. All right. I've been saying this for a long time. Mm-hmm. You get sick. If you have terminal cancer, just wear. See, I can't even say, honestly, I'm going to have
to
cut it.
You should probably take that
out. I can't even say, I can't even do it.
Bleep it out. I like bleeping better.
What world are we in that I can't tell everyone my...
Yeah, I know.
You know, what kind of fucking... Thanks, Joe Biden.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're welcome.
What, Joe? Get out of here. Get back to fucking work.
I'm back on the train to Delaware.
Oh, God, go anywhere else. So for Thanksgiving, first of all, we're spending Thanksgiving together.
Yes.
We're going to have a nice time.
We've been, this is our like fifth together at least.
I'm trying to think.
Because I used to do the ones in New York with my mom.
Yeah, we used to go. No, we used to, those were some of the best.
Yeah.
I always remember waking up on the floor. Or your mom's living room.
You slept underneath the dining room table.
It was where we had to go. It was like 15, 20 people deep. That was awesome. Your mom makes a famous stuffing that she has passed on to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have passed on to us.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one of my favorite memories of your mom.
I'll make the stuffing.
You know, I love your mom's stuffing. God, I love fucking seeing it pop out of her. I loved it. Your mom's stuffing was the best because the key is... Hamburger meat.
Yeah, you just make it into a giant cheeseburger, and all of a sudden it's good.
It's really good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. A hamburger meat, but I'll use lamb meat or some other stuff.
Do you
too.
Not put gizzards in your stuffing?
No, but I would. I think the thing with the stuffing is to remember to keep it moist.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, because a lot of times stuffing is too dry.
Yeah.
You know, you drain the hamburger meat.
Yes.
You know, but you like you just keep. Filling it with the turkey juice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you pop that shit in the oven and you let it get hot.
I love it.
And wet.
I like it when it's crispy on top, but it's moist on the inside.
Mm. I'm going to make the mushroom barley soup too, probably.
Oh, yeah. I like how you do that.
Yeah.
But you don't do it now with chicken stock anymore. You do vegetable stock.
I will this year because some people refuse to eat it. But like, actually, there's not going to be any vegetarians other than your wife.
Yeah.
And I'm not losing the onions.
No.
And she won't eat onions.
That's how you keep her out of it. Natalie won't do onions.
Yeah. And so
that's
I'll
our
just,
main fight.
Yeah. I mean, like, you got to do onions.
Because I'll eat an onion like an apple.
Me too.
I'll bite into it.
I'll put
onion.
That shit on chocolate cake.
It's my favorite. I love caramelized onions. I like raw onions. I like sauteed onions. I like blended onions. I like onions.
Green onions.
I had sauteed onions. Onion souffle.
Okay.
That was really fucking good. I made it for Thanksgiving for one year, but I can't make
an onion souffle?
Yeah, dude.
Maybe I'll make it.
It's fucking good. Onion and cheese.
I could do an onion dish for everybody, maybe.
You ever made a souffle?
No.
It's weird.
You know, it's weird of like, I've been cooking my whole life, but there's still so much shit I've never made.
Well, I feel like you've made this distinction before. You were a cook for a long time, but you weren't a chef.
Yeah.
Because a chef is like trained. Ooh, yeah, look at that.
I get turned into this right here. Oh, wow, that looks great.
The kitchen is my playground. What is this, Fet Life? These guys talking about a hot onion souffle. Oh, yeah, I've seen some hot onion souffle on fucking Fet Life. Never had some of that? Don't double dip.
Mm-hmm. I was a chef for a little while, but I was more of a cook chef.
Would you call yourself a... Yeah, because you were in charge.
I was in charge of the kitchen. Every chef got fired because they either didn't show up to work or were doing heroin on the job. And then I was a cook, and I just kept showing up on time. And they'd be like, you want to be chef? And then I was like, sure.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I came up with a couple recipes, but...
Yeah, you did the black and blue burger.
Yeah, the black and blue, the extremely lamb burger.
Good. Ooh, so good.
And the wings, I changed the wing recipe, and I had the award-winning chili.
We need to bring a new meat into Thanksgiving.
I think that's what I want to try and do this year.
You're talking about duck, but I want to do something that's like boar.
Like a rare meat. Like a rare meat.
Because boar's out there.
Yeah.
We talked about this for a while. Jeff,
we
Jackie's
did crown
husband
of
and
ribs
I were
before.
Yeah, we did crown of ribs. But Jackie's husband, Jeff, and I were talking for a while about having some new exotic meat at each Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We have like, can we look for it? Because remember, 1 year I did
ostrich
kangaroo.
Ostrich could be fun. That's ostrich a bird.
Is, yeah, it's ostrich is all right.
Yeah, but if you cook it right.
Yeah,
we
I know.
I could do ostrich steaks on the grill.
Ooh.
Because no one's going to be using the grill.
No.
And so that's actually a really good idea.
What if we got something like, is there anything else? Where do we get weird meat in LA?
I mean, there's, you go to the farmer's market. There's a poultry station.
Oh, yeah.
That's where I'm going to get the duck. Maybe okay. The goose. Maybe I'll do a goose this year.
Goose is weird.
Oh, it's hard to cook. It's very tough.
But I want some.
Yeah. And you know what? A dead goose is a good goose.
Yeah. I'd say bring a live one over the house and we kill it as a group.
Yeah. Shovel it.
Man, that'd be cool as hell.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're not allowed to. Yeah. Oh, alligator. See, I've had alligator. It's not very, you know, it's
alligator,
fine.
You make the tail. This alligator here, you don't eat the whole alligator like this.
You
that's weird.
Should.
I think it's wrapped in bacon.
Have you seen this new guy? Is this Creole guy? What's his name? He made a good fried turkey recipe. He's a big fat guy.
I met that Chef Paul guy.
Which is that?
You know, the guy with, he's got his own spice, the big fat guy who kind of looks like Dom DeLuise.
Oh, and he's got I wish I knew him.
Yeah, no, but he came into the restaurant I was working at in New York selling his spice. And I got to meet him. I got a picture with him. He was in a wheelchair next to death.
I don't know how to describe it. That guy?
Chef Paul. Yeah, I met him.
You've met Chef Paul Prudhoe?
Yeah.
Man,
I love this guy.
He's a big guy. I like a big fat chef.
He was skinny and dying when I met him. But I still got one in there. I also, I met the inventor of the shopping cart when I was a child.
Yeah, was it because he was cute getting carted around one?
Bring me here, sir.
Yeah, give me here.
This is your reward.
Time for me to stop. There's a Snickers down the street over there.
No, I didn't mean to make fun of you, but you were just a big child.
I was gigantic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's this guy? Cajun. He was also a gator. He did a cater recipe. There's another guy I was going to. It's like, he's fun. He's like a funny guy. He does a big on you. Down on a bayou now.
Yeah.
Down in that fucking bayou
maybe I'll
now.
Do a shrimp boil.
Nah. Yeah, shrimps.
We
do shrimps all the time.
Shrimp cocktail. I had a shrimp craving last night that I couldn't get. I couldn't get my fix, and I was
I'll
real
fucking
mad
give you
about
you went you're looking for a cure your shrimp.
Your cock out.
I fucking say
did
that.
Your cock get all those legs.
Yeah, it's a bottom feeder. Let's talk a little bit. I wanted to.
It's actually a great pun. Yeah. I think it was by accident.
I thought about it.
Live from your grave.
I wanted to surprise you with a little of, because again, this is side stories.
Mm-hmm.
Last podcast on the left.
I've only done it one other time.
I've done it one other time, and we've never really done, like, we covered Christmas true crime stories.
Yeah.
And there has been a lot of Christmas-based true crime, mainly just because it's a sad time of year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
You know, because financially, a lot of times you see that the father is driven to do some crime against a family because he believes he's in some form of financial duress and there's no way that the family itself could ever handle the embarrassment.
Yeah. Or they just put the Christmas tree too close to the fireplace.
And everybody's dead.
Everyone's dead.
Yeah. And again, I don't mind it. It's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Someone's got to go.
We're full. Right. But I don't see a lot on Thanksgiving. Not normally.
I mean, people kill each other, but it's mostly like families fighting and like one has a gun.
Yes. But I got a good one that I forgot that was from. So I'll give a shout out to one of my favorite YouTube true crime like things that I watch called Dreading.
This. Okay.
Yeah, they're awesome. And one of the things that they cover, you
Dreading?
Know, it's called Dreading. Okay. They do like, I saw this case a long time ago, but I completely forgot that it was Thanksgiving. And I just want to say, because they did a great little wrap up of this on their YouTube channel. And it's about Joel Guy Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you look at this guy, there's very little true crime content for Thanksgiving. But if you could see the what this guy looks like with this COVID safety mask on.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You could say that this guy is, the word for him is clinical twerp.
Yes.
He is
absolutely
an absolute utter fucking nerd bitch.
You still want to punch him even though he has a shield in front of his face.
I want to punch him through the shield.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you see somebody, because he's got a COVID shield on, you know that type of thing where you want it to smash all over your hands as you're passing through his head because you want him to know how much you want to
suck on your blood.
I want him to know how much I want to punch him in the face.
Yeah. Also, the shields do nothing.
No, I will
say. The whole
say,
bottom is underneath it.
I did a movie where it turned out, this was back in the day when I first time ever got COVID, where I had the dog thing on, the dog cone.
Oh, okay.
And that kept everybody else from getting COVID. That worked.
Yeah.
It was miserable to be inside of.
Were you scratching too much?
Well, it's good. Yeah. But it was this big dog cone, like ice cream cone thing on my head. And that actually worked because then you're just covered in your own spittle. He also sort of looks like the fan art of Penguin.
Yeah.
He is a piece of shit. So Joel Guy Jr., he was a forever child. He was with his parents that had rediscovered love. Right. Later on in life. So his parents, like they, it was sweet. He was the product of the first marriage and his parents or now his father and his adoptive mother. There was Joel Guy Sr. and Lisa Guy.
Mm-hmm.
They were a lovely couple. Always. Again, I've said this time and time again. Always nice people. But I always say this on the show. One time I do want to see a victim readout that was like Lauren Brenencio. What a bitch. Hated a laugh. Hated joy. Darkened a room each time she entered it. You know,
some of these people, they got to be off.
I feel that there's a lot of whitewashing at the end, but of course, because now they're dead.
Yeah.
Right. And we got, you know, I pray you write a fantastic obituary for me.
Oh, I'll do my best.
It's got to be funny.
Yeah.
It's got to be fake.
Yeah.
Trumped up.
Yeah. Right. I'll just roast your ass.
Yes, but then a series of accolades. So close to maybe having an Emmy once. Yeah,
he was on the great series A to M.
Unbelievable. I'm still mad. I always remember when the ad of NBC came in that room in the final for episode M, and he was just like, I'm fighting for A to Z. We're going to stay on the air. This is going to be the best year of our lives. And everyone said, yes. I found it was canceled on Twitter the next day. But I didn't kill him. And I want to say that should say, but I didn't kill him once.
Yeah, but you put a hit out on him.
Well, it's because it was theoretical. It was more of an idea. It was what P. Diddy did. Where he's like, I'll give $1 million. Like, I just said it to a room of people, but he did do a room of Crips, which is kind of got it. It was kind of, everybody's, you might get in trouble. Who knows? So Joel Guy Jr. was a forever student. So he did this thing where he, again, you could see because his face looks like a parallelogram. Mm-hmm. He was really good in school in high school. School came to him really easily. And he was put into this magnet school where he was, you know, for high IQ students. And I've seen this, it's kind of a recent phenomenon where people talk about, like, the expectation put upon, quote unquote, gifted kids and how it makes a lot of them burn out.
Yeah.
You know, but I'm just like, suck it up.
Yeah.
I mean, get out there.
You're lucky.
You're lucky.
Your brain works good.
But I also understand it's hard out there for these children. They don't know what's going on. All right. So Joel Guy Jr., he went out there. He was told forever he was the best. He did well in school. And then as what seems to happen, the second that he hit a form of fucking conflict or how hard life is, he hit a wall and kind of just gave up. He started living in his parents' house, which, again, normal. Extended adolescence is normal. Yeah. We're here now. So he's out there. He kind of became a forever student. So they kept paying for his classes. He started doing all these different degrees. But eventually his parents were like, so Joel, when will one of these become a job, you know? And he's like, mother, it is important for the student to be learning as it is for the worker to be working. You know that style?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why not become a teacher?
That's a job.
Yeah.
I think it's completely legit. I think it seemed like he was one of those guys that felt that he didn't want that. He didn't want that. He wasn't ready for it. Because I do believe
he's holding out for management.
Yes. Yes. And I do think that I believe that teaching is a calling. Because it's a hard job. It's a thankless job.
Absolutely.
A lot of the times. And they don't pay you enough.
They don't pay you jack shit.
That you go through. Yeah. So Joel guy, he comes down to it there. They confront him. They did a bunch of moves. His father, Joel guy senior, was laid off from his job, which happens. And he said, you know what? I did the math. And Lisa, we're going to retire as long as our son leaves. It's time for our son to go. Like he's gotta leave. He's gotta go find another job. They presented this to him the day that he was laid off. They went in, they had this conversation. They said, all right, you got time, but we gotta get you out of here. Like, you gotta get a job.
He's in his 40s at this point?
He's 28.
Okay.
But he just looks 40.
He does look so old.
He looks rough. Well, this is, I think, during his trial was 2020, but still he's 32. He looks bad.
Yeah.
Right? He didn't look good. And so
pudding face.
He is pudding face. I think that's I think a doctor maybe told him that as a boy.
Yeah.
But he definitely has it. And he then decided that when his parents said, oh, you can't live here anymore, that it's time for everybody to go. And because he's so smart that he could plan the perfect crime.
Oh,
God. And he could pin it on each other. He thought he was gonna do this thing, he was gonna set it up. So it looked like dad killed mom in a murder-suicide.
But everyone knows he's a good guy.
Well, the thing is, murder-suicide you never see coming. You see. You mean you don't see, unfortunately. Because you don't know what these wives are planning. But because it's until it's too late.
Yeah.
But a lot of times you do see some form of sign. You'll see that the father is, again, financial duress, changing behavior, getting rid of his thing, saying all these kind of stuff about the ends, canceling vacations. It's always bad.
Yeah.
But he did none of that.
Acid is groovy.
Yeah, acid is groovy. It's painting that everywhere. Yeah. But he didn't do that. But he figured, because Guy Jr. figured out what I was going to do is that because they're going to cut me out, but I believe that there might be some form of life insurance policy. That the mother had a 500 grand life insurance policy.
Oh, shit.
But they said apparently it was a 500 grand if both were dead or missing. So his goal was to either make him go missing or, I guess, appear in a murder-suicide, which I also think would fuck up the insurance as well.
Yeah.
I don't think that was really good.
Yeah, you probably only get $250 for that.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, they'd be like, well, let's give a discount. You get for one.
Yeah,
you get for one. He did the perfect crime. He said he was going to stab both the parents, dismember, dissolve their remains, clean, and burn down the house, and then frame the father for the crime. Done. Might as well already be done.
Oh, but that, how are you going to, there's no body. How are you going to frame him?
I don't know. I think that he wasn't thinking clearly. I don't think he was that, I don't think it worked out for him. And so.
What was his grade point average?
C's get
your
degrees.
You're a professional student. Like, what's your grade point
average? He did not do well. I don't think he did well. So he went to Thanksgiving for the final time. So now normally what people say about Joel Guy Jr. was that he was the most social of people. So everybody would come over to the house. He, in his mouth-breathing way, would hide in the other room playing his video games. Yeah, it is with these video games.
Yeah.
Right? You're pew, 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 saying the N-word back and forth.
Yeah, and if you do it in front of people, they just beat the shit out of you.
Yeah, you know how it is with video games, you know? And so Joel Guy Jr., he hides in his room, and he's just, they're always like, you know, it's like Joel might not have even had to have been there. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't even notice Joel.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, Joel was ecstatic. He came out playing with the kids, taking pictures with people. So, hey. But the weird thing is that he brought these big, heavy Tupperware containers into the house filled with shit.
Yeah.
Right? Which sure there was a bunch of murder tools that he had purchased over several weeks. So he had been planning this for a long time.
Okay.
And so he decided, which I find interesting with family annihilators and people who kill their families, where they're like, let's give him one last Thanksgiving. Like, that's not scarier. Because that's worse.
Just kill him.
Just
you're
going to
kill him, kill him.
Yeah, it doesn't matter if you do it the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Right? You're already going to ruin Thanksgiving.
I guess having even one more day is nice.
Yeah, but you don't know. And now Thanksgiving's ruined for everybody.
Yeah, that's true.
Except for us.
Mm-hmm. On side stories.
Because we have the story. But everybody else is like, it's fucked. Because it's like, you really are like, you're ruining this holiday. It's really, I always find that really strange. Where they decide to have this sort of, it feels suicidal in a way.
Yeah.
From the perpetrator. Where you're kind of being like, let me just have one last moment where I'll remember everybody mm-hmm. after. And then after this, I'm going to complete the perfect crime and get away with it scot-free.
Do it during Easter.
Yeah, Easter sucks.
Fuck Easter.
Yeah, man. Fuck that.
Yeah.
President's Day.
Oh, the worst.
That's a good time to kill your family.
Oh, my God. It's so insulting that they put President's Day right in the middle of Black History Month. It's...
yeah, it's like, holy shit. But, all right, so he decided everybody was weird. He had this big Thanksgiving, and then he decided to complete his plan the next day. So his thing he was going to do was that I'm going to break the garbage disposal.
Okay.
I'm going to break the garbage disposal.
You're probably going to need that if you're chopping up bodies.
Well, he bought a meat grinder.
Ah.
He bought a meat grinder. It's in the back of his car. And so Daddy will have to crawl underneath the thing to fix the garbage disposal, and which is a common issue amongst killers that have never killed before, is that they don't understand that, like, he thinks I'm going to stab him one time.
Yeah.
And he's just going to die. Ed Kemper, big guy, bumble butt, huge butt, right? Big, huge, huge man, mm-hmm. right? His thing was that he thought, he was so surprised when he first stabbed a woman that she didn't die immediately. He was like, oh, this is so weird. It's like you just kind of leak,
yeah.
right? But you find out. So stabbing somebody is actually extremely difficult, which is what Joel Guy Jr. found out. So his father, he did the plan. He broke the garbage disposal. His father crawled underneath the thing. He decides to go and stab him. Turns out father doesn't want to go down that easy. They have a huge kitchen-wide fight. So Joel Guy Jr. is like, I'm going to stab him one time, little pool of blood. I'm going to clean it all up, make sure it's all fine. Then what I'm going to do is, when I kill my mother, I'm going to go and use her hands to scrape material off my father's face so it looks like she was defending herself against my father.
But then he's going to dissolve the bodies.
I'm going to say that he should have went to criminal school. Because I think he was like in English. I think, what did he do? He was training to become a plastic surgeon. But he never got there. He did poorly. And so they fight. It was a big, awful scene. He fights, and then the mother comes in. He fights the mother, brutally murders the mother because she saw them. And then it was horrible. Like,
yeah.
Multiple stab wounds, extreme rage killing. And in the process, he cut his own fucking hands open. And he had to go to the hospital and get stitched up in the middle of the murder and come back and take care of him.
Oh, my.
It was the whole thing. So he was trying to dissolve the bodies, doing all the stuff. But then it took several days. So he didn't have the gumption to do it quickly. So there were several people that were calling looking for his parents because his parents were really active in the communities and people, again, beloved people.
Yeah.
And they were looking for him. So the police showed up on a security check of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And then they discovered this fucking crazy scene. So they found out that they found a backpack containing this notebook, which I'm going to go into, plastic bins with both parents' torsos and dismembered limbs dissolving in an acid-based solution of corrosive chemicals, which they describe by prosecutors as a diabolical stew of human remains, right? He poured a bunch of acid over it. His father's severed hands were on the ground. He didn't know what to do with them yet. And then he was currently boiling his mother's severed head this is right after Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
So again, you had all this stuff out. So she had her head with boiling on a thing, I guess, to strip it of its meat, like really, really fucked. So he is he's a maniac, right? They found him.
Yeah.
They got him dead to rights. So he thinks he's going to tell this whole story.
He's not just a maniac. He sounds really stupid.
It seemed to truly be the issue with committing violent crime. It's a lot of times you got to be stupid just to get to that thought.
Yeah.
Because most of the time, you can resolve things with people.
Mm-hmm.
Familial therapy. Or, as we've said multiple times already with you, be a man and fucking leave.
Yeah.
Just get in a car and drive. Be like, fuck you, mom and dad. Do what I did when I was a senior and all I did was, like, I was so ready to go and I played Billy Joel's I'm Moving Out. That was my rebellion. That was my form of Fat Boy Long Island
their music.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll see, Mom and Dad. You know what I mean? Like, that's what you do to get out of it if you want to. But he didn't. He decided to kill them, which is
this
not
is so
the
much
right answer.
Harder than getting a job.
It's so much harder. It's like being cons. Half of fraudsters. Just being like, if you just had a career,
oh my
this
God.
Would have been so much easier for you,
man. When I one of the restaurants I worked at, you know, all the fucking owners, they would I used to watch them all steal from each other. You know, they were like, Ed, could you leave the office for a little bit, and then like money be missing when I came back and shit. And
I
just
wonder
like
what
think
you
I was too stupid to notice, but I just like kept my mouth shut. But they all, every person, there was multiple owners, they all stole from each other. I used to watch them all come in and steal money, and I'm like, and I always said, like, if none of them stole from each other, they'd make the same amount of money.
They would be doing good. That's why you just fucking just get the job. I know it's lame, but just get the job. But so the biggest red flag here. So he was like, I got this lined up, right? He very much went to jail. But he had this, what he called the Book of Premeditation. So he had a journal and he written in it called the Book of Premeditation. And which is great. And here's some of the notes. They're just some of the notes. Get killing knives. Quiet. Multiple. Star. Get carving knives to make small pieces. Get sledgehammer. Crush bones. Bring blunder and food grinder. Grind meat. Get bleach. Denature proteins. So you use acid to break it down to a sludge, right? Get plastic bin for denaturization process. Does not matter where they're killed. Just get rid of bloody spots to prevent evidence of time of death. Not the mattresses or couches. Get rid of bodies inside house. There and my DNA already there. The words, open up doggy door to provide entryway, is then crossed out. Says, he needs to be blamed, not intruder. It's stupid.
Yeah.
Should have tried for the intruder.
I mean, I can't believe he planned. And it, like,
he's a moron. Just because you're in school doesn't mean you're smart.
Yeah.
Right? Flush chunks down toilet, not garbage disposal, because you already broke it. Get plastic sheeting for disposal process. Get hollow point bullets just in case. Scratched out. Will be seen buying bullets. Just use computer room gun just to make sure that there are bullets. Last resort. Last. Parentheses. He's not alive to claim her half of the insurance money. All mine. $500,000. And it's that simple. You know that. How does it untangle someone's finances when they're not planning to be dead?
Man. Everyone, the insurance companies love paying up.
They love it. They love it. They're so excited to. Especially with murder suicides.
Yeah.
Flood the house. Covers up forensic evidence.
Didn't he want to burn it down?
Turn heater up as high as it goes. Speeds decomposition. Bleach reacts with luminol just like blood. Douse area with bleach. Get a big sprayer. Lie. Trash compactor? That's my favorite in a note.
Question mark.
In a series where people put a note on the thing and be like, you don't even fucking know. Body gives times of death to alibi. Don't get rid of the body if there is no forensic evidence on the body. His fingerprints and DNA must be removed. And it didn't work.
No.
Yeah, because he was all covered. He covered his father with his own blood. He went to Walmart's first aid section. There was all forms of surveillance showing all the various places he went. After the welfare check, he was pretty much immediately arrested. Well, they put him under surveillance for a while, and then they got him. And then they got him. So he's in jail. But that was like one of my big-time Thanksgiving murders I had seen.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, what a fucking idiot.
Yeah, trial took 4 days. Guy Jr. was found guilty and sentenced to life in prison. He was also convicted of abuse of a corpse.
Abuse of a corpse?
Yes, because he killed all the dismemberment.
Oh, okay.
They go into gross dismemberment at some point where they do a thing where they decide where it's like, because it's setting off the hands flopping around and the head in the fucking.
If you're already sending someone to fucking prison for life, who cares if they cut their hands off?
I think it's not the fucking look at his face. Don't you want to fucking give this guy more charges?
It's true.
Like, look at this motherfucker. I wish that the fashion police could sentence him to death.
His chin looks like part of his neck.
And then his only friend in the world that he was sort of like, that's also what Dredding did. They covered his one of his only friends that was like his roommate at the time because they were paying his rent. So he's living separately and back and forth.
Yeah.
And they were paying his rent. And this other guy, he was his whole life. So Joel Guy Jr. was kind of sexually obsessed with this other guy. And this other guy was just like, yeah, he was just some guy I knew. Like, he kept pointing, he kept telling me all the stuff that I knew about. Like, he gave him this whole download of information about the murders. And he was like, he was just my buddy. It was weird. Yeah. Never do that.
So he told this other dude about the murders?
He gave him a big
murders?
Download of fucking...
He needed to tell someone.
Yeah, I guess. Well, he felt he could trust this guy. Guess what? You can't. Especially if you murder people. Nobody likes it.
Never trust the first friend you get.
No.
I think that's just good advice for any child.
Just don't... Especially, you got to think about it. Right? Because also, you know what I'd say? Think about what you're doing to your friend. Mm-hmm. If he is your friend, that person is your friend.
Now he's an accomplice.
Now he's an accomplice. You just did this. Right? Keep murder on your own hands. Again, just like, I work with you, dog.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to know about your murders, man.
Also, so many times I worked with people and they like claim they did awful shit and I just could tell they're lying.
Well, just
like people lie about being in knife fights and
all
shit
the time.
Like that.
Yeah. People say weird shit like that all the time. Like it's cool. But most of the time I feel like it's the guys that are not bragging about it that have done it.
Exactly.
I think that if they're bragging about it, then they're stupid. Mm-hmm. But also, that's how do we see this time and time again. That's how these guys get caught. Everybody wants credit. So many people want to be known as this killer, as this criminal. I think it's because most of the time, this type of criminality comes out of extreme mediocrity. So they got nothing else going on. So they are like a 40-year-old barback. Of course, they're going to tell you about the one time they did murder, because technically that was the coolest thing they've ever done.
Yeah. You know, but I had the other barback who was like, had horrible shit done to him and he never brought it up at all.
See, that's real secrets.
Yeah.
You know, and again, he had stuff happen to him and he doesn't want to talk about it.
Yeah, man.
He wants to live his life. He's trying to have a job. He's trying to move on.
So when it cut the tops of his ears off as like punishment in a cartel.
Like a Doberman?
No, like, yeah, just like the tops of his ears.
Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah, and he always wore a big hat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh, yeah. Yeah. That's not good.
Yeah, it was a tough one.
And you're like, man.
He was a great barback.
You know? He couldn't hear anything, so he didn't get distracted. That's scary.
Yeah.
Stay out of the cartels.
No, stay away from them.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
Nope. I'm
going to go ahead. Yeah.
All right, so.
13 is an unlucky number.
It is. It really is. Now, before we go, do you want to, like,
Sclerosis 13.
That's what Annette Funicello had. And her head was found in a pyramid of other heads. It's horrible. I don't know how I got there.
Die from your grave.
Do you want to tell the audience maybe, what is one of your favorite Thanksgiving memories before we go?
One of my favorite Thanksgiving memories? I mean, my favorite is obviously it was a beautiful November Thursday. I want to say the year was 2004, maybe 2003. And I just met our buddy, Danny Bedrosian.
Oh, yeah.
From P-Funk. We're going to see P-Funk soon.
Yeah.
Very excited about
it. Yeah, can't wait to see P-Funk.
Yeah. And we had just become buddies, and he was left in town. And my mom had come and driven to Tallahassee to do Thanksgiving with us.
Was this when he was working at Hooters, too?
Yeah. And then he was stuck in town. And so my mom had come, and she was there. And then Tucci's mom and Tucci's aunt had come up to all do this really big Thanksgiving.
One of our favorite friends in the world, Kathy Tucci, is an old friend of ours.
Yeah. But like, and Tucci's mom and my mom, like, passed away early. And so it was an extra romantic time. And then Danny was like, I got nowhere to go. I was like, oh, come on over. And then he brought Jerome Rogers, a very famous keyboard player who just gotten out of jail.
Yes.
And for bullshit charges. And then he brought his then girlfriend, Lady Keir, from D-Light.
So that is D-Light. And Lady Keir is the lead singer of D-Light. And she was the one that danced around in the Groove is in the Heart video.
She sang it.
Yeah.
She sang Groove is in the Heart. Yeah.
She was a sexy woman.
She was a very sexy woman. And they came over and we had this.
She's dead, right?
No. If she's dead, I'm going to be brokenhearted. It's she's not dead. Lady Keir is alive and well. Maybe not well, but she's doing fine.
I thought she died.
No, she didn't die.
No, she's alive. You're right.
Yes, she's alive.
I'm glad she's alive.
Groove is in her heart.
I'm glad that she's alive. I'm happy she's alive. For some reason, I thought that she died.
Wait. So they all came over, and the Dolphins beat the Cowboys, and it was a beautiful I remember my mom used to make these historic apple pies.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They were literally like a foot and a half tall.
Oh, yeah.
And then she dropped the apple pie out of the oven. And then we all ate it off the ground because she started crying. And then we told her not to cry. And we all ate the apple pie off the ground.
That's incredible.
It was very sweet. We burned our mouths.
That's a really nice story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was very nice. And we did lots of weed. And we had lots of fun, and it was great.
Whoa, she actually looks cool.
Yeah, she's very cool.
I'm glad she's alive. I'm not saying, this is from a while ago, but I'm still like she's a. I'm glad she's alive.
Yes,
I didn't want her to be dead.
She's wonderful.
I was just clarifying.
I think Jerome's still around too.
Jerome Rogers is alive.
Yeah, I think he's alive. I don't think he was. I remember he's just not around anymore because he got the beaties.
Oh yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, yeah, you can't really hit the road. You know, and so
you can. It just hit a little slower.
When you get, yeah, yeah, yeah. But he was great. He, you know, what his famous thing is, from the Humpty Dance.
Yeah,
he's the one who says, "Feel the music." That's him. That's his voice. Feel the music.
That's amazing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he also, what's the Stevie Wonder song where they?
Hey, where's everybody?
When he calls the guy, it's all about like.
Oh.
Which one's that? He
brought a man brought that Mississippi.
No, not that one. That's a really good one.
Follow ain't no pretty.
Let's live in the city.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This one's much sadder and slower from the 80s. It's about a telephone calling a woman. I don't remember.
I don't know, dude.
Oh, is it Robin? Can you find this? What's it called again?
No one knows.
It's one of the most famous ones he has.
Stevie Wonder phone
call. I just usually don't listen to the 80s stuff, you know?
I just call to say I love you.
Yeah, he plays the keyboard on that.
That's a huge song.
That's a gigantic song.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We made him Thanksgiving.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He made the phone call on that?
He did that. He played the keyboard on that.
That's incredible. Well, I'm glad he's alive too.
He played keyboard for Stevie Wonder.
I'm just glad he's alive as well.
I mean, I remember he ran on some rough times and Danny had, been working with him, and then he was in a jail in Madison County and just for like bullshit charges. Like everyone in the music community did what they could to get him out, and they finally got him out. Like Eric Clapton was writing letters.
Damn.
It was fucking crazy. Stevie Wonder was writing letters, and they finally got him out. And then Danny was going to go pick him up. And then when he went to go pick him up, I stole a bunch of like ribs and chicken wings from Hooters. And,
yeah.
I left it outside for Danny for him to go pick up and give Jerome when he got out of jail.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And so as soon as he got out, he just got the biggest plate of fucking beans and ribs and wings. And he was, he was so happy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
And I hope that someone out there can do the same thing for someone else.
Yeah.
This Thanksgiving.
That's right.
All right. Live
get
every
day.
Get
someone out of jail.
Yeah. Get someone out of jail. Live every day getting one person out of jail.
Honestly.
Legally or illegally.
If you really want to do something nice, people do get out of jail on Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
you could go hang out there with an extra plate of food. Person released, you fucking hand it to him.
Love a criminal, because sometimes they need it in order to get back into society, right?
That's
and then
right.
You can laugh yourselves with the other person all the way to the fucking bank. Because guess what, man? In the end, I think that if you got love in your heart, one day you're going to end up with coins in your pocket.
That's right, baby.
All right, so bring, but to a criminal that it's, weed.
Yeah. That's the first thing I want when I get out of jail.
But I mean, like, in terms of that's the crime that you could really gift something for. They've done their time, ripping the tags off of mattresses.
I think any crime.
Except for, like, full serial murder.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They get out in, like, a complication.
All right, anything violent can go fuck.
I think it's a really good one.
Anything violent can go fuck. But like if they stole some shit, they just need some love.
I completely agree. And I think Thanksgiving, unlike Christmas, we can go fuck itself.
Mm-hmm.
I think Thanksgiving is really the time.
But we love Christmas.
For redemption. I'm fine with Christmas. I don't like Christmas.
But we have a great time.
You have a good time. I'm going to like Christmas this year.
Yeah.
Because I don't have to go to Florida.
Yes. You don't like going home for Christmas.
I still like the holiday itself makes me sad, but we'll talk about it more.
Okay,
well, the holiday,
for the Christmas side stories.
Of course, yeah. Well, because I find the holiday itself makes me sad.
Yeah.
I think that I don't like false cheer.
Well, I like letting the sadness take over my body.
You see, you do. I fight and I rage against the sadness. When I'm sad, I get angry.
That's how you're
going
to die.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to let the sadness in, cry it out, And
I hate
then,
it.
And
I
then,
hate that.
And then when you're done with that, then you feel like a new person.
I hate all of that.
That's why all the sad movies come out around Christmas.
I'm a locked box.
Yeah.
All right. I got motherfuckers looking at me showing sign of weakness so they can come up at me, dude. It's a war out here. It's podcasting.
I am going to have to write your obituary.
This is a fucking, there's a war out here. All right. These motherfuckers catch me slipping. Yeah. And I'll let you know, all you haters and losers, all right? You come for me, you come for the king, you best not fucking miss.
Yes, thank you, Rob. Thank you.
There's not a war going on.
There's a couple wars going on.
Nothing that involves comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
You hear that, comedians?
Yeah, we all like each other. Thank God. We almost close. We almost lost them.
I think it's time for me. It's good for me to lay down my sword every once in a while and...
This is why we keep the jackalope blindfolded.
I think it's important to center yourself in that many ways. Yes, Christmas can be nice, can it?
I think the anger comes from the mustache. If you had a full beard,
angry before.
Yeah.
I'm Mark Ruffalo, baby.
I mean, he's very peaceful.
Trick is, I'm always angry. I'm the bulk.
A Marvel quote.
Yep. That's the only
from
one I know.
Henry Zebrowski.
That's the only one I know. And great power comes with great responsibility because of Spider-Man, the first one, because you could see Kirsten Dunst's nipples.
Man, Kirsten Dunst is one of the hottest women in the world.
And then we're going to ask how
I sold her a cheesesteak.
Honestly, if you're around, come to the studio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Come to the studio. We want to meet you. We'll be classy about it. I won't bring that scene up again.
Yeah.
We'll talk about...
She'll come over. You'll just like hang upside down from the upstairs. Just hope
Natalie just hits me with a fucking our training swords. Well, great. So go and get Operation Sunshine number 2. It is in your local comic book stores. It's out there. You can get on. We would love for you to go to your comic book store and order it by name.
Yes,
because I love it.
And if I can do a nice plug, it's the 26th of November. I talked about her a lot today. Is my mother's birthday.
Yes.
And I always like to bring up, I made a movie about her a couple years ago with Travis Irvine called How America Killed My Mother.
Yes.
So go
the
to
guillotine.
Yes. That's French. That's how France killed my mother. I said America. And so if you go, check it out. It's How America Killed My Mother, howamericakilledmymother.com. And you can rent or buy the movie. It's my mom's birthday, so do it for her. I love you guys very much. And just, you know, try not to get too angry this Thanksgiving.
Try not to.
I mean, if you do, you do.
Again, Thanksgiving, I feel like Thanksgiving, it's just different. Christmas, the emotions run high, but we'll talk about this.
Henry's not letting me buy a fresh turkey. He wants a frozen turkey.
I'm not letting him buy the other turkey. It's because the other turkey is a much more difficult process
it's
than the other turkey.
It's easy when you know what's going down,
we'll
bro.
We could talk about this. We could fucking talk about this. Thank you, everybody. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Hail Ham.
Yes.
Ham, 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 ham.
Get them salts up.
Yeah.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors, you can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.